Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on HawkZone.com.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about affiliate marketing and some different avenues and thoughts about affiliate marketing. We covered a lot of ways to get started, and it's very simple to get started. It's one of the quickest ways you can have it up and running in just a couple days. But a lot of things to look at. One is to have one website with a lot of different affiliate things. Like if you're going to sell dog products, then look for different companies that allow you to sign up for affiliate marketing. So you could have a little ad for dog collars, a little ad for dog biscuits, a little ad for dog toys, a little ad for dog outfits, whatever it is. So you can plug a lot of things together. But some people say, well, I want to start a business and I don't know what to do. I have nothing to sell. I've been on eBay. It's been good. It's been great. I'm happy with it, but I want to take it to the next level. And by taking it to the next level is starting your own business. So where do I find something? Well, you can go to Costco and buy 100 items of something and stockpile them and sell them and package them and mail them. Those are all kinds of things to do. But really, the biggest market right now is digital on the Internet. And everybody wants to learn something, find out something, want to do something with their life or something, want to find out a new avenue to go to. So we're going to talk about resale rights. In other words, purchasing something and reselling it. There may be some confusion about the difference between the resale rights and the master resale rights and the PLR, which are private label rights. If you have resale rights, you have the right to resell the product and to keep all of the profits from the sale. That's how you make money. You look for a site, a resale shop, resale. Type that in the or say you want to resell coffee cups. So resell coffee cups in quotation marks, and you'll find some spots that will be able to do that. Now, you have the right to buy them in gross and resell them. It's a great way to do it. If you have master resale rights, and these are usually with printed items, not printed, well, on PDF files, but electronic books or software, these are two big areas of master resale rights. You have the right to resell the product and to resell the resale right to the product. And that's also a way of making extra money. So you can buy a software that can be sold. You can brand it, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, put your own name on it. And then you can sell it to people one at a time, or you can sell it to become an affiliate marketer, sell it to somebody else to sell. So just different ways of looking at it. Now, the PLR rights is something we'll talk about in just a little while. Generally, both the resale rights and the master resale rights, you won't be allowed to give the product away. You have to sell it. Giveaway rights, however, do allow you to give a product away, but not to sell it at any price. So there's another catch. There's a lot of catches here. You generally cannot put your name on resale and resale master rights or change them in any way. Often when you have giveaway rights, you do not have the right to brand the product with your own links. Finally, when you have private label rights, you can do almost anything you want with them. You look on the Internet, find private label rights. You're going to find lots of different things that are there. Most of it, 70% of it, is garbage. To be real honest with you, it's garbage. So you've got to search this through. But when you purchase something, let's say you're into model trains. Go to a PLR site or go to a PLR, quotation mark PLR train magazines, model railroad magazines or model railroad ebooks, sorry, and click on that and see what you come up with. Now, if you get one that's a private label right, you can put your name on the product as the person who created it because you purchased that. You paid higher money than you would be able to sell it again. If the book sells for $29, you probably pay about $97 for it. But you can put your name on the product as a person who created it because you purchased the rights. You can sell the product at any price you choose, or you can give it away. You can make changes that you desire to the product, anything you want to do, any way you want to do it. And that's a strong suggestion to do it. Don't sell it. A lot of people buy it and resell it just the way it is. Bad news, and we'll go into that shortly. You can package the product with other things. You can sell it along with three or four other items. You can offer resale rights. You can offer master resale rights. You can give away the product. You can set up affiliate programs. You can do so much with private label rights. They're more expensive, but it allows you. If you want to become a famous author in the, whatever, if you're a poker guy and you like to talk and read and do things about poker, you can find a private label right poker book, ebook, purchase it as private label rights, and then put your name on it and sell it, and you become the expert. Believe me, as soon as you have a book, all of a sudden you become an expert. You don't. You're not. It's the same way the day before as the day you became your name on the book, but it does give you a lot of credibility. Now, the other thing you need to do if you buy something that way is to change it, alter it, redo it, because if somebody's selling a private label right, they'll sell maybe 20 of them or 30 of them or 40 of them. Usually they have a cap how many they sell. If they have too many out there, it's just not good. So what you need to do, even if there's 100 being sold, when you get it, change it, because it won't be in your dialogue. It won't be in the way you speak or talk. So you want to change it around. You might want to add to it, take away from it, add graphics. Then you add your name to it. You throw in all your links that are within the book. So a lot of different things you can do with once you get master resale rights. So they're very good to have. You could do a lot with them. And you can become very quickly, if you're selling poker chips, poker different product things on a website, find a PLR poker book, ebook, redo it, change it, put your name on it, and my suggestion would be give the first two chapters away for free and then entice people that want more, and then always print the whole index, the chapters that are in there. They only get the first two. Give that away free, and they may want to come back and purchase it. But all of a sudden, your website becomes a little more official because, he's got a book. He knows something. Well, you've paid somebody to write it for you. Or if you're not comfortable with that, well, you can go to Elance. We've talked about this before. It's an outsourcing place. You type in what you want. You want somebody to write you a book on poker, 100 pages, 50 pages, 20 pages, graphics, no graphics, whatever you want. And then people will send you bids on how much they'll write it for you, and then you have your own book that way. So a lot of different ways to get the PL rights. But it's great if you're selling any kind of a product to have a book with your name on it. And then I said give away part of it for free. It's really good. Now, when you buy a PLR product, a lot of things you can do. As I said, you can certainly right away, you can set up a book and sell it. You can also take from that different articles, different reports from it. So you can sell each chapter as a separate report for $3, $4. So you can make money by selling a chapter at a time. You can change it into a video. Just take it and make video right now is real big on the web. Put it into a video. Lots of things you can do with it. What's out there mostly are PLR articles. So if you have a site about poker, you buy some articles that are about pokers, then you send these to the newsletters as a newsletter to e-zines, and then all of a sudden on some e-zine list is your article that was written by somebody else, but your name on it because you purchased it, as a link back to your website, and all of a sudden Google says, this person has another link out there. And then you put out another one a week later. He's got another one. So it keeps increasing, and it makes Google happy and raises your ranking and moves you up on the page. We talked quite a bit about ebooks. It's good just to take what you have and make it into an ebook, but change it. You can also change the cover. My suggestion is to change the title, because if there are 20 people selling the book with the same title, that's not a good thing. Change the title. You're free. You purchased it. Make a different title for it. Put your name on it. Change the graphic or keep the graphic the same. But there's GIMP. If you're not sure about changing the ebook color, cover, and you don't have a graphics program, like the best one, of course, is Photoshop or Photoshop Elements, but there's a free one, GIMP, G-I-M-P, on Windows-based machines. And it does all the things that Photoshop will do, except it's a free item. So it really works well. And so many times when you buy a private label right book, they will also send you some written emails, written sales letters, and graphics. So all you need to do is change those graphics, and you've got then your own great piece of quality work that you've done. Another good thing with PLR is software applications. You can buy lots of free software. Or if you have an idea for software that's you can't quite get the software you want and you think, hey, if I can really get this to work the way I want, I'll make money, I can sell it, then go to Elance again. Go to the technical listing at Elance and see what it would cost to buy a programmer to program that the way you want it to do. It's amazing how inexpensive programming can be because the programmers have these programs that pretty much put the program very easily together. So having somebody write a software program is not hard for you, but you can buy PLR software already done. And if you like the way it is, you can also buy free products or other products that will adjust and add your web address on the bottom of it or put inside a little ad for yourself. So you can make those software applications the way you want them with your name on them. And then audio and videos, a lot of PLR, they're just starting to come out with PLR videos, a lot of PLR audios, but since videos is becoming the thing, there's I'm beginning to see PLR videos. And what that is a basic generic item that sells something or talks about something, and then you add your bump ahead of it and behind it. So it just adds your name. So on your website, put this 30-second video or 1-minute video, and it won't have you speaking necessarily. It's been expert, you could say, speaking. But it's going to have your logo on the front of the movie and at the end of it. And it's really going to make you much more credible. Plus, you have your book for sale on your website. Just makes a lot of difference. Now, you can buy these PLR products. You can make membership websites. Membership websites are very popular right now, plus they're very lucrative, but they're very difficult to make because you have to constantly have material ready. But a good PLR book, pay a good price for it, get a nice book that has a lot of, then take each chapter as a lesson, change it around so it becomes a lesson, make it the way you want, add to it, subtract to it, and then you have a nice membership website. Then you set it up an autoresponder. If you're looking for a good autoresponder on our website, Milo's Internet Marketing, there's a link. The best autoresponder is AdWeber. That's really the Cadillac or the Mercedes-Benz or whatever of the industry. But I use GetResponse, and so do a lot of other marketers, because it's a little more refined and made for Internet marketers. AdWeber is for everybody. It's just a wide open thing. It has all kinds of features, but you're paying a good price for all types of features. I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's an excellent, excellent product. So look at AdWeber. But look at GetResponse also. We have a direct link there. But look at that. It's a little bit cheaper. You pay, as opposed by the month, you pay a year fee. But it does almost all the basic things, the same things AdWeber does, but it eliminates some of the things that not needed for internet marketing. So it really helps you with setting up a membership site because you load lesson one in it, lesson two, lesson three, lesson four, lesson five. You have 6 lessons maybe, and then you don't have to worry about sending them off to the people. Every week, every 2 weeks, every month, boom, it's sent automatically. So get a PLR product, change it into a membership site, and you've got a gold mine. You can make a CD or DVD out of it. Read it into audio. Make audio. Make it into a video. Different, another way. Make a hard copy. Some people still don't like things on ebook or like on a Kindle that you could get from Amazon.com. They want to hold it in their hand. They can't curl up in bed with a computer. You can, but I'm not sure it's a good idea. But they want a hard book. So you could also take that same item, have it printed. There's a lot of online printers that will print 20 copies, 30 copies of it, and send it to you. Then you mail them out. Another one is make it a manual for a course or just an email course, a simple email course, what you can do, or just make newsletters from it. So a lot you could do with PLR products. If you get a PLR product, all of a sudden, whatever you want to do with it is yours. And it's a good way to start making money. And it works through affiliates also. You can then become the affiliate marketer, the one in charge, and sell this product or software along with everything else. Now the question, how do I obtain PLR products? Knowing what to do with PLR products is one thing. Knowing where to find quality, and I say quality PLR products, is something quite different. Because we all know, no matter, you go to a store, there's a lot of, no matter what store it is, there's stuff that really isn't worth it, the price. But you need something, if you buy something for $20, it's questionable. You buy it for $120, that's questionable on the other end. Are they asking too much for it? But you want to kind of make sure the quality is good. Is it something different, something out of the ordinary? Before you can get started with your PLR business, you, of course, will need to know where to obtain the products that you need to purchase to make your program. You might want to purchase two or three PLR products in the same area and web them together and make one new product. Then once you have a totally new product, nobody else has it. And what you can also do then is sell that as a PLR product to somebody else. So lots of opportunities here for people who don't have a product. There's two ways to obtain PLR products, from a PLR membership site and from these sites that sell PLR packages with no memberships required. So there's different ways you could do it, membership, non-membership. There is a great deal of difference here, though, if you want to determine which option is best for you. Sometimes the option of a membership site for PLR products is good because, first of all, it's going to come out with different ones, plus the consistency is there. If they haven't got good consistency, their membership is not going to linger and they're not going to be in business long. So if you have a PLR membership site and it's been in business for a while, you probably know they're giving good quality. If you buy it individually, you've got to realize that hopefully the person says they're going to only sell 50 copies. They're only going to sell 50 copies. They could sell 500 copies. You would never know it. But hopefully they will be honest. What to do is track it for a while. See how often they come up. Now, there's software you can buy that will let you, and we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. We've got some people coming to talk about some of these things that'll tell you how many times somebody buys their product. So you can have a good idea of, is it they sold 50, but are they really selling 75? Ideally, joining a PLR membership site may be your most profitable option. First, you'll have more products to pick from because usually they allow you to go back and look at things they have. Plus, you'll have new ones on an ongoing basis. And you will find, believe me, you will find, once you get the first one done, put together, and are using it in many ways, you're going to wait for the next one to get started on the second one. If it's something that's your passion, you could enjoy getting good material that you can then manipulate. Not everybody's a good writer. So that job's now done for you. You begin to package it the way you want. You can also find sites that offer PLR packages without memberships. Some of these sites limit the number of downloads, some do not. You should avoid the ones that don't limit the number of downloads. If they don't say it, then they're not limiting it. Because if you have 500 people selling that product, it's not going to go. That's why I tell you, if you do buy the product, no matter what, change the title, change the graphics on the cover, make that look different. Because if you sell it, even go to eBay. Another good way to find out that same product, go to eBay, see if anybody's selling it on eBay. Lots of those are being sold starting at 99 cents on eBay. If they're being sold a lot on eBay, you know there's a lot out there. But you can change the name, the title, put your name on it, change the graphics, and all of a sudden you have a brand new product that nobody else has. So it's something really to think about. Once you have it, there are several ways you can change the PLR, as we talked about. Create a new one from the one you had. Rewrite them, redo them, or hire somebody to redo it. It's a lot cheaper to go to Elance and hire somebody to rewrite it than it is to write it from square one. You can make it as a physical product. A lot of people still like to buy physical products. So give them an option of downloading it or give them an option for mailing it out to them, either way. Again, change your book covers. Overall, when it comes to changing existing PLR products to make them your own, you are not limited at all. Your imagination can go wild. The more creative you can get, the more unique your product will be, the more you will sell, and the better it will be for you. Everybody will be happy. After you've decided what you will do with your PLR products, you must decide how you're going to package it, how you deliver it, how you sell it online. These decisions you have to make up and decide what you're going to do. So lots there to think about. Again, you can also look at some of these PLR products. They do come down with a sales letter. They download with two things, a PDF file and a Word document file. So you can change it very easily. If you don't want to change it, just sell the PDF file. It gives you graphics. Sometimes it gives you five or six different graphics that you can use. So once you know how you're going to deliver your product, you need to package your product. Now keep in mind that everyone loves bonuses. So try to combine your PLR with maybe several other in less expensive PLR products. So it looks like they're getting not only your product, but, oh, you're going to throw in this one, this one, this one, by different authors about, not all by you, but by a different author about poker, and it's going to look of more value for them, and that's what's important. You need to determine how you will market your product. Of course, you will try the true marketing techniques that we've talked about, but you can also consider whether you want an affiliate program, resale rights to it, master resale rights, PLR rights. All those are ways to make extra money and to improve your profit arena. First instance, if you advertise to a consumer market, which is any market that is not in the business of internet marketing, you should consider the fact that these people most likely won't have a clue with what you're talking about when you're talking about PLR rights. You don't want to sell PLR rights to somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. Only to internet marketers. So you need to plan everything. Your business setup and a business plan, your website plan, your marketing plan, your sales plan, or the sales copy really is what that is, and what changes you want to make. Make sure that you set up a customer support system, an email where they can email you if there's a problem. No matter what website you have, it's so important to have a way that they can reach you if there's a problem. It solves lots and lots and lots of problems, believe me. Usually people just want an answer. You want to make sure that the customers are well taken care of because you want to sell them a second product and a third product and a fourth product. If you throw them off the boat at the first time, they're not going to be happy. Before you go live with your product launch, it's important to test your entire sales system from front to back. What I suggest you do is turn it over to a friend, have him order the book, but just tell him what to do. Let him go to the website. Let him navigate it. Let him figure it out. Let him order it and see if he gets it. Then you know it works. If you do it, you kind of know what's supposed to happen. They don't. So it's a good way to test it. Just remember that by using PLR products, you will save a great deal of time and effort on production. Then you can spend that money for advertising, for website building and hosting, and those types of things. So lots of ways to use these things, PLR and resale rights, to make money from. Don't throw that idea away. Keep it in your head. It's a good way to make a profit. And we're going to make a profit by taking a break. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com.